the night we're moving into, which is going to be the beginning of the seventh night of Yom Tov, and then obviously there's the eighth night, which coincides with Shabbat. And then we're going to do now, I believe, also the Saturday night so that people have the run-up. So we're moving into the sixth night, and we're moving into the Yesod of Chesed, which is the bonding and loving-kindness. Now, obviously, with any kind of relationship that is significant, there has to be connectivity. There has to feel like there's something solid there. There has to be a bonding of two people together to form a relationship. So without that bonding, without that bond that forms, when people bring together all the other aspects of love that thus far that we've looked at, when you bring those all together and you can bound them with somebody else, you can start to form a relationship of significance. So you can have many relationships, but they don't necessarily have that depth of commitment or that depth of connection unless you allow yourself to bring it all together and bond with somebody in a constructive way. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's quite an easy one to look at, one would think, but a lot of people keep even their most intimate partner at arm's length in a certain way because they fear the vulnerability. So to truly liberate this aspect of one's emotional attributes, you'd be able to bond without fear in a vulnerable and beautiful way and a loving way that connects you to the person with whom you're bonding, that they'll connect reciprocally in the same way. So that's something to look at for people from tonight until Shabbat begins tomorrow night. Absolutely. All of these things, if you try to be more in the spirit of loving kindness with discipline, or you try to be more in the spirit of loving kindness with endurance, anything you try and do out of all of these things is going to refine and grow you and improve you as a human being in your relationships and your life. There's no question. No one's asking you to look at each one of these attributes and get it right in a day. We're just saying there are 49 different levels of personal development one can achieve, and if you're just looking briefly on a one-day basis at each one of them as you move through this Om counting, what a unique opportunity to reflect and develop yourself as compared to just going through the 49 days paying no attention. So from there we're going to move into Shabbat, and that's going to begin our seventh day, and that is going to bring us to the end of the week of Chesed, of loving kindness, and the highest level there is Malchut Sheba Chesed, which is the nobility or sovereignty in loving kindness. And of course, if you bring all the aspects of loving kindness together, surely you should feel as free and have as much reign over everything else as a king would. And therefore the nobility and the sovereignty of that level. And it's about making certain your relationships empower you to feel free in them, that the love that you engage with and commit to is liberating and not dominating of you. And a lot of people I've worked with have spent a lot more time than they should committing to relationships that hold them back, that don't set them free, that where there's a jealous partner or there's somebody who doesn't believe in their spirit and doesn't want them to succeed. And there's a lot of pain in that. But we feel like, well, I do love him, so I'll just stay with it. But that's not the love we're talking about here. Malchut Sheba Chesed, that sovereignty in loving kindness, is the love that sets you free, where you can absolutely celebrate having reached a level and an aspect of love that is all-encompassing for you, feeling your true power to be able to be loving and in love and freed by it. Does that make sense?
One of the things that I'm finding quite interesting is how much the whole marriage is about love, and not just love for your partner, but also like love and respect for yourself.
Absolutely. And remember, this is just the first week of the Omer, which is all about the bringing the seven aspects of the Sphera into loving kindness. We're moving on Saturday night, and when Yom Tov ends and Pesach is over, this will be counting the eighth night, and that is all about the beginning of the week of Gevurah, which is discipline. And so now we're going to look at bringing every aspect that we have into discipline. And so the first one will be Chesed. It'll be the loving kindness and discipline that we know when a parent disciplines a child, they do that because they love them. And there's no negative judgment, and well, there shouldn't be any negative judgment or criticism. It should be that I'm loving you is why I'm disciplining you, because I want you to find the greatness in yourself by bouncing against this boundary, which is not good for you to go across. And so all the gevurah, the loving kindness in discipline. All of it looks at judging with a compassionate eye. So that when you're looking at someone and saying, no, you have to be disciplined, even in court, that is meant to be to refine the person. No, we have to tell you this is wrong, it's not acceptable. You can't be in society until you've refined this character. You go work on it behind bars, and perhaps if you get it right, we can let you out again. But we're trying to help you refine yourself. It's even at that level. And so how much more so with the people we love the most, engage with the most, that we should not have a judgment that comes from a self-righteousness or a superiority, but from a desire to help the other improve themselves. And so some things that people can look at Saturday night moving into Sunday is, before you start to criticize or judge anybody else, think very carefully if that is coming from a place of sincere love and a desire for them to be improving in their needs, or is it coming out of a place of judgment.